First, I want to apologize for the share later. Maybe some extra time to it there. All right, we have here a very lumdish sugya. Also, we'll try to spend a day on it. Try to take it step by step. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem Reb Menachem is going to say shir. I have a mitzvah kibud av aim. I won't be here during Seder tomorrow. I hope to be for davening, Mr. Shem. And then we'll continue with the sugyas on Wednesday and Thursday. But today we have the sugya b'shalay in shaman or b'shalay l'main shaman. B'kitzer, till now we learned that the Torah says a mazik has to pay when he damages, when he pays with land, he has to pay with good land, meitav land. There are three categories of land. Meitav is the best, beinonis is the middle, and Ziburis is the worst. So the Torah says a mazik pays the best. Rabbi Shmuel says the best of the nizik, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the best of the mazik. Good. Now today's shaila of the Gemara is, the Gemara is a shaila in that, after we know Rabbi Akiva goes after the maziks, meitav mazik, and Rabbi Shmuel the nizik, the Gemara has a shaila, a sub point in Rebbe Akiva, who says the best of the mazik, doesn't mean we only look at his properties and we take the best, or does it mean that the best of the general market, we shall olam hain shaman? It's a simple shaila. Simple shaila. So the Gemara came along, and the Gemara first said, the Torah says, meitav sadeyu, it's pashit. Sadehu, the best of the mazik. But then the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not so simple. Anyway, we have the first point of the shir is, something is bought in. When you learn this Gemara, you have to understand, why not in Rabbi Shmuel don't you have the same shayla? Rabbi Shmuel says that the nizik shaminon, the mazik, when he pays land, he has to give the type of land the best of the nizik. Does it mean mamish, the best of the niziks? Or does it only mean that he has to give the best of the world? But it doesn't really have to match the niziks' best. That's the same shaila you have in Rabbi Akiva about whether we take him literally or not. Why doesn't the Gemara have the same shaila in Rabbi Shmuel? That's Taisvis kasha. Taisvis is bothering by that kasha. So Taisvis got the kasha simple. Why don't we have the same shaila in Rabbi Shmuel? So Taisvis answers, because Rabbi Shmuel is simple. We know for sure. Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know b'din nizik shayminon? Because it's a gzera shava. It says a bir b'stei acher, and it says meitav sadeu. So just like the one pasuk is talking about the nizik's land, so when it says meitav sadeu of the nizik, it means the nizik's actual land. So Taisvis says that in Rabbi Shmuel it's simple. It has to be, he has to match the best of the nizik mamash. He can't just give the best of the world, the general category, grade A land. In case the nizik has better grade, better than he has triple A, you have to match his triple A. That's what Taisvis says.
According to Taisvis, doesn't it say mazik in pasuk 2, and therefore not?
Oh, but from there, but it's not clear. It's not as clear. Taisvis himself says, just says hech to come b'shalim. It doesn't say mazik. It's hech to come b'shalim. The Taisvis says in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, maybe he doesn't have to give his best to the mazik, as long as he matches the mazik's, as long as he matches the best of the world. That's what Taisvis says. We'd like to speak out to Marsha. The Marsha has a beautiful kasha on Taisvis. What's Taisvis' answer? That Rabbi Shmuel is so simple, because Rabbi Shmuel learns from the Gzeirah Shavah to match the Nizik. Marsha asks the kasha. If you recall, remember Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, I have a pasuk that says you have to pay according to the Mazik. So that's stronger than the Gzeirah Shavah. What did Rabbi Shmuel answer back to Rabbi Akiva? Ahani gzereshova be'ahani kro. In other words, for most cases you go according to the nizik. the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel admits, that sometimes there'll be a case that you'll go according to the mazik. What kind of a case will Rabbi Shmuel admit? In case the mazik has two types of land, lower than the nizik's idyus or higher than the nizik's idyus. But he doesn't have something that equals the nizik's idyus. So in such a case where he has only worse or better, the Gemara says, Ahani kro, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadeyu, that the Mazik has to give the better quality, because he doesn't have what to match the Nizik. So the question the Marsha asks, why does Tosfos say that according to Rabbi Shmuel there's nothing to wonder about, there's nothing to have a suffix about, whether Bishaloy or Bishaloy Lom, because you always go after the Nizik? The question the Marsha is, there is a time, there is a case, where even according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mazik will have to give his best, because in a case where he doesn't have equal, he either has worse or better. So in such a case, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, bid the mazik shamina. What? Well, it's not equal. It's either better or worse. So the question is, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a case where you could have a suffix. The suffix will be when the mazik has either worse or better than the nizik. But he's also better than the world's idyus. The suffix in the Gemara should be, according to Rabbi Shmuel, does he have to give his best, or is it enough if he gives the best to the world?
Because the Gemara quotes the Gemara.
We had it last before. We had it a few days ago. That when the mazik does not have a land that is equal to the nizik's best, either has lower or higher categories, then Rabbi Shmuel also moided to the pasuk of bid the mazik shamina, that the mazik has to give his best. So in such a case, you could have the same question like we had in Rabbi Kiva. Does it mean mamish literally the mazik's best, or is it enough if he matches the world? That is the shaila of the Marsha. So the Marsha comes, and the Marsha, there's two pshat. Rabbi Kiva Eger, simplest pshat, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Shita says like this, a simple answer. Ein achinami. Tosfos just meant most circumstances there won't be any suffix according to Rabbi Shmuel. In most cases. But in such a case where the mazik does not have a land equal to the nizik, and then even Rabbi Shmuel is moide that he gives, you go after the mazik, then the same suffix in the Gemara there will be. In other words, ein achinami. But Tosfos didn't want to go into a case which is a strange, like an extra special case. But really, it would be possible, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, in such a case, to have a suffix, b'shaloy yishamin or b'shaloy yishamin. That's another zein achinami. The kasha, it's just, Tosfos was talking about in most cases. But Marsha himself says a lumdash pshat. And the Marsha goes deeper. The Marsha says a different. That really, it'll never be a suffix, even in a case where the mazik does not have a land equal to the nizik's idyus. Then the Marsha says, the Gemara would not have a suffix according to Rabbi Shmuel, whether the mazik has to give his very best, or it's enough for the mazik to give the best which is equal to the world. Why? Because he says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's logical that Bishal Olam Hein Shamin. This is what the Marsha says. Again, Marsha answers, in Rabbi Shmuel, since Rabbi Shmuel is Mekel, and Rabbi Shmuel says that if the Mazik would have had a land which would have been enough, which would have equaled the Nizik's best, he could have gotten away with it if he would have had such a land. So the Marsha says a logic, if he has a land which in the world, according to the general population, is also as good as the, which is a little better, as long as it's better than the Nizik's, even if it's like a step higher. But it doesn't have to be his very best. Again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's logical that Bishal Olam Hein Shamin, as long as it's better than the Nizik's land, as long as it's equal or better, then you don't have to have Bishaloy Mamish. Again, one more time, the Marsha is answering suffix. That there's no suffix because you go according to logic. The logic is that if Rabbi Shmuel says it's enough just to match the Nizik, And when he does not have to give his very best, when he has enough to match the Nizik. So it's logical. Let's say he doesn't have exactly enough to match the Nizik. He has 5 grades, he has 1 grade higher, and 2 grades higher, and 3 grades higher. The Marsha says it's not logical that he should have to give 3 grades higher just because it happens to be his best. If he has 1 grade higher, it should also be enough. Because if he had equal, if it was equal to the Aegis of the Nizik, it was like his lowest land. He had 4 better lands than that. But as long as it was equal to the Nizik, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can get away with it. Right? If it's equal. So it's logical that if he has, let's say, he doesn't have equal to the Nizik, he has 1 grade higher. But he also has 2 grades higher, 3 grades higher. Why should he have to jump to give 4 grades higher? Just because it's his best? It's logical that if he could have given equal, so if it's as long as it's equal or better, it's enough. Okay, this is the Marsha's teretz. So the Marsha comes with logic. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, as long as it matches or a little better than the Nizik, he doesn't have to give his best. But in Rabbi Kiva, we have a suffer. Rabbi Kiva says you go after the Mazik. You don't look at the Nizik at all. You go after the Mazik. So on that, they have a Shaila. Maybe the term means grade triple A. Even though in the world, Bishal Oilom, there's grade A, but if he has triple A, the Torah wants him to give his very best. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the main thing is to match the Nizik. So as long as if it's a little better than the Nizik's, it's also matching the Nizik. Plus, so it's not logical that Bishal Oilom Shaman, it's not logical that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you should have to give his very best. Bekitzer, this was a small part, beginning of the shir, to give you on Taisvis and the Marsha and two Terutzim on the Marsha's Kasha. If you want it, you could take it one step further. We're not going to take it now because it's going to be complicated. If you look in the Rebbe Kiveger has a Shaila according to the, that he says that there's a famous Rush which I don't want to go into, but he says that what the Marsha's Teretz is a Machlokes to Rush and Marsha. Whether you could say the Marsha's Teretz is going to be a question, but I'm not telling you Marsha what the Rush says, and I don't right now. If you got the Marsha itself and the two Terutzim, one from the Shita Mekubetzes, which the Rebbe Kiveger brings down, and the Marsha himself, that's fine. Yeah.
According to this Marsha, so when Yishmael brought down, said that the pasuk could even be going according to Rabbi Kiveger.
No.
So
what do you mean?
That means
Rabbi Shmuel is moedah in a case.
He's moedah
to the pasuk.
So what's the case?
When it's not equal, when he has either better or worse. So the Torah says you have to give better.
But you find that you have to pay Igis still.
So maybe not Igis. Maybe Bishaloilom. As long as it doesn't have to be his best. That's what the Marsha is saying. It's logical. It doesn't have to be his best. As long as it's better than the Nizik. He doesn't have to give him the pasuk. Is teaching us he can't get away with ziburis. Bekitzer, that was one point in the shir of Rabbi Shmuel. Now let's get back to the main sugi, a new point. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's the main suffer. When Rabbi Kiva said that the Mazik has to pay his best, does it mean forgetting about the world qualities? Or it just means, no, it doesn't really mean his best. It has to match. It's enough if it matches the world. But if he has triple A, and most people in the world have A, he only has to give A. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to go ahead and bring a riot. The Gemara brings a riot, and the riot is, try to get the case simply, is a case where a man had Beinonis and Ziburis. A man only had two qualities of land, Beinonis and Ziburis. Now what should a mazik do when he damaged somebody? He had three court cases on his head. One thing was damages. Now where should the damages take from? He doesn't have to go out and buy idyas. That's for sure. You don't have to go out and buy. So he takes from the bainimus. Because he goes there. He gets from the best that he has. Okay, that's simple. The second court case, here's where it gets tricky. The second court case was he borrowed money from somebody else. Now the law is when a man borrows, he has to pay back with land. What kind of land do you have to pay back a debt? You don't have to give idyas. You have to give bainimus. So, and the third debt that he had was that Ksubas Isha, he divorced his wife, and he had to pay up the Ksuba. The law is that the type of land that is paid for Ksuba is the lowest land. Ziburis. Now remember, this fellow has Beninis and Ziburis. The Nezikin take from the Idyas. What should the Baal Choyv? So the Gemara says, the Baal Choyv takes from Beninis. Because the Baal Choyv, he has Beninis, and Baal Choyv gets Beninis. And the Ksubas Isha gets from the lowest land. Okay? You got the case simple. He has middle and lower land. So the Nezikin and Baal Choyv take from Beninis, because that's the best that he has. The Gemara approves from here. The Gemara approves that when it says whenever you pay for the land, you go after according to the world. That's why we understand that the Baal Choyv gets from Beninis. But if you were to say that the grade levels are measured according to what he has, so then it's not logical that the Baal Choyv should be able to collect from Beninis. That wouldn't work out if you hold Bishaloi and Shaman. Why wouldn't it work out? Because if Bishaloi and Shaman, his Beninis don't get a level, they're not called Beninis anymore. Because if that's all he has, if that's the best that he has, it becomes Idyas. So again, just get down this. The Gemara proves. Since the Gemara says that the Baal Choyv, the fellow who has the debt, can collect from the middle, you see that it's called the middle. You see that the label, it keeps the label of middle because you go after the world label. But if you were to say Bishaloi and Shami, you'd have a problem because then the labels would change. Why would the labels change if Bishaloi and Shami? Because if it goes according to what a man has and a man only has Beninis, his label, his Beninis no longer are called Beninis. I'm just repeating the proof. And since the Gemara says that the Beninis, that the Baal Choyv takes from Beninis, it's a proof that you go after the world level. That's the label. Whatever is Beninis in the world stays. Now, the Gemara says, so we have a raya, bishel oilam ein shamin, that you always measure as far as which category of land according to the world. Now, in the Gemara's teretz, we have some interesting piece to speak out. The Gemara changes, the Gemara says, no, it's really no proof. You know why? The Gemara says, you know why? Really, Bishaloi, really, you look at the person, what kind of land he has. So if according to him he only has Beninis, why should, if that's his best, why should the Baal Choyv be able to collect from what to him it's his best? It's his best because that's all he has. He only has Beninis. How could the Baal Choyv collect from Beninis? The Gemara answers, you know what it's talking about? That last week he had Idyas. He really had Idyas. And he sold it before they came to court. Oh, so since he once had the better kind of land, so even his, he owned better land. So once he owned it, so then the label of Beninis sticks to the middle. It doesn't go off anymore.
So in this case, why can't it go to the Lekech?
Yeah, because once you sell it, it loses. It's a good question. But once you sell it, as long as there's other land left, he goes down. It's a good point. Once he sold it, the Idyas get kept, as long as there's land. If there's no land at all, then you take away from the buyer. But here we're talking about he's still left with Beninis, but the label sticks. The label of Beninis, since he once had Idyas at the time of when the debts were there, he had Idyas, the label sticks. That's what the Gemara answered. You learned it second study, you learned it today. It's very simple. I just want to speak out a beautiful machloikas. The Nesivis and the Tumim, Gedolei Olam, there's a big machloikas here. What is the logic? What is the logic why the label sticks? Remember, when at the time he had three categories of land. So then each one was A, Idyas, Beninis, and Ziburis. But when he sells the Idyas, the Gemara says that the label sticks. It still remains the middle point, and the Baal Choyv could still collect from it. So there's a very interesting machlokes achronim. What is the logic why it sticks? The law to collect from Beninis, why does it stick? Wait, you'll soon see. The machlokes is, why is he still able to collect? And the Tumim, Urim the Tumim. They're the same begoinim. Rabbeinu's Nebuchadnezzar, the Gaon Olam, Urim Vetumim. He wrote a Sefer Achoshi Mishpat. So the kids say we have a Machloikis. The Tumim brings a Rayas that the logic is that once there was a Shibud, once there was Beinonis at the time when the debt took place, there were three categories. So when the fellow borrowed the money, as soon as he borrowed the money, there was land there. There was all three kinds. So he got a shibud, he got a law, and that could never get lost. Even if you sell the land, even if anything happens to the land. Because once the Baal Chayiv already had his lien, he already had his magnet onto the Beinonis. He can't lose it. But the Nesivus says that would be the simplest way. But listen to a beautiful Nesivus. I saw the...
He's saying since he's a client to be paid
at
back...
At that point when he lent him the money. When he gave the money $1,000... Wait, I know, but you hear the Nesivus. Wait, then you'll understand. The Nesivus says that it's not so simple. The Nesivus says, you know why the label sticks? You know why? Because the fellow himself, when he sold it, he knew that he would be hurting. He knew that he would be hurting the people who he owes money to. So when he takes the top level of land and he sells it, so he's like, in a way, we make him, we punish him, we tell him, we're not going to let you go ahead and sell your idiots and then make everybody suffer by pushing the labels lower and lower. But the Nesivus says, if it was not his fault, let's say if something came and ruined the land, scorched the land, the idiots, a natural happening, then the labels would get changed. In other words, the Nesivus says that if there was a natural, by an accident, he lost the land. Somebody came with bulldozers and they ripped the land and they burnt it. And they made it, they put a rechais, radium ice, there was something there that you can't use the land anymore. Then the Beinonis would taka become idyas, and the Ziburis would become Beinonis, and everybody would get pushed down one lower. If it was an accident, it would go off. This is a very interesting... If you just tell him to wait 10 minutes. No, wait. He waits anyways. Okay. The kids are, this is a very important machlokes. When you look at the Gemara, that a man, he had... So according to the Nesivus, dafke mocha, only because he sold the land, that's why we let the Baal Chayiv collect from the idyas. We collect from the Beinonis, as he was supposed to. But according to the Tumim, it's lavdaf. The Gemara could have said that something happened, that a rain, a nishtaf, there's such an expression, that it got washed away. What's the logic? What's the logic if there was an accident? Why should he taka lose? L'chari, he already had his lien. So what if it's an accident? He already had a lien on the Beinonis. What's the logic of the Nesivus? I was thinking maybe you could say a svara like this. Because then the fellow could say like this. We have a fire in the morning, it's called Mazloch Goram. In other words, if there was a natural happening, you could tell it wasn't Bashert that I should have that land. So it's as if I never had it at all. So it comes out that the whole time, you find in the Gemara that a man, Nistap Chosadeu, that a land, there's something happens to a land, a natural cause, in Mazel, in Shemayim, there was not Bashert that anybody should collect from it.
Same example by Misa. By employment.
Yeah, sometimes you say that. Yeah, the mazel. In other words, if it was a natural happening, so that shows us that this land was never basher to be collected from. So if it was never basher to be collected from, that's why it loses, the labels change. But the Tumim holds not the way. The Tumim holds that he can't say mazloch gorim. The Tumim says once you had a shibud on it, it sticks. But I'm just trying to give you a svara in the Nesivus.
Where would the Baal Chayiv collect from if that happens?
Then he gets from the lower, from, because now the Ziburis becomes Beinonis. Okay. Now, Bekitzer, one last point. Could say a little longer, but since we just have a few more minutes, and it's a quite a lumbish point anyway, but if you got till here, it's also very good. Let me say, the last part of the shir, I'll be Mekatzer. The last part of the shir is a simple Shiloh. How do we pass? Say Shiloh. How do we paskin halacha? We paskin like Rebbe Akiva, that b'shel mazik. So once we paskin like Rebbe Akiva, that be the mazik shemina. Paskin like Rebbe Akiva. But now the question is, after we know we paskin like Rebbe Akiva, do we paskin b'shel loy hein shomim, or b'shel loy lo hein shomim? If we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel, we wouldn't have a Shaila anymore, depending on the Marav Shua and so on. But now that we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, we have a Shaila Bishaloi. Do we always measure the Mazik's very best? Or as long as he matches the world's best, is that enough?
The Gemara wasn't pushing the Shaila.
The Gemara was not pushing the Shaila.
So.
Good. Right. Good. So now, Taisvis says that if you look in the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara in Ksubis also has the same machlokes, whether bishaloi bishaloilo. Over there, the Gemara's shaila is by a balchoy, collecting from beninus. Does it have to be beninus of the malve or beninus of the world? But it's the same shaila. Whenever you're collecting, is it his beninus or beninus of the world? So Taisvis says it's machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. And according to Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman holds Bishaloi Hein Shem, and you go after his very best. So if you go after his best, you have to pass like Rav Nachman. If you look in the Ran Iksubis, the Ran, what's that? Paskin Bishaloi Hein Shem. The Ran says others argue that we paskin the reverse. We paskin bishal oilam hein shomin, that whenever a man has to pay up with land, he has to pay bishal oilam. As long as he matches the general market, idius, the general idius, grade A of the world. What? The Ran says others argue. You know why? From our Gemara. Now, this is a fascinating riot. If you learn well the Gemara, like I ask you to, when it gets to Ravina, if you look, the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara says that we have a contradiction between two brises. One brise we just got finished saying, right? That when a man has Beninus and Ziburis, middle and worse, the Baal Chayv collects from which one? From Beninus. That was the first. That was what we were working. But there's another brise that says that when you have only Beninus and Ziburis, what does the other brisa say? That he takes from the weaker. The Baal Chayv takes from Ziburis. You have a contradiction. One brisa says Baal Chayv takes from Beninus. One brisa says that a Baal Chayv, when he comes to collect his money, takes from the lowest. It's a contradiction. So there were a lot of different answers. Edi, a lot of contradictions. I'm making the shir simple. Ravina, look at the last terrors of the contradiction. Ravina Omar, Ravina says there's no, there's a machlokes between the two brises. What are they arguing in? They're arguing in the din of Ula. What is that? Ula says like this. Ula made a statement. Ula's statement was, min ha-tera, according to Torah law, a Baal Chayv should take from the lowest. Because it says from the Pasuk, when he brings you out to pay, he brings the lowest. Whenever a person wants to pay up his debts, he pays with the lowest. Min ha-tera, you pay the lowest. The Chachamim made a takana. They were afraid people would not want to lend people money, so they said, okay, you collect from the middle. So the takana Chachamim raised it up a little, one level. So the machlokes between the two brises are, is there such a takana or not? The brise that says that you go, that says that you pay ziburis, doesn't hold it a takana. There's no such a takana. That's why he has to pay the weaker. And the brisa that says you pay from Beninus says that holds of Ula. Ula is an Amora. So the machlokes between these two brises, do we hold of the takona of the Rabbanon to raise the level or not?
Yeah.
Now, that's how Ravina answers the contradiction. I just said over the Gemara. I hope you just, I don't see any expression because I didn't say anything new chiddush yet. Now the shaila is, here's a tricky question. When Ravina answered the two brises, did Ravina hold Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman or Bishaloi Hein Shaman? When Ravina answered these two brises, what?
It doesn't make a
chiluk. It makes a chiluk. Remember, the case was that he had two lands, Beninus and Ziburis. The brisa that says he collects from Beninus holds of the Takonas Chachomim, that a Baal Chayv should get a better land. And the other brisa says he'd get a worse land. Now remember, he has two lands. If he only has two lands, does the Ravina hold Bishaloi Hein Shaman or Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman?
Has to be Bishal Oilam.
Oh, translate, because L'chor Ravina, if Ravina, then everything fits in good. If Ravina holds Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman, that means the Beinonis is Beinonis. It gets a little level of Beinonis, and the Ziburis gets a level of Ziburis. Simple. It doesn't change. It has, it's a real, the labels are solid labels. If you hold Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman, then it's very good what Ravina answers. One Brisa says, you collect from Beinonis, because the Chachomim raise the level. And the other Brisa says that the Chachom did not raise the level. But if Ravina would hold Bishaloi Hein Shaman, then everything's going to get mixed up. Because if you hold Bishaloi Hein Shaman, then his Beinonis really becomes Idyas. So what does it help you that the Chachom made a Takana? He still shouldn't get from the Beinonis, because this Beinonis became Idyas if you hold Bishaloi Hein Shaman. So if Ravina says that there is one brisa that says you get from Beinonis, it must be Pashit that Ravina holds Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman. I know it sounds very hard to digest. Now get down what I'm saying. Pashit Ravina holds, Pashit Pshat and Ravina's teretz is that the man had two lands and the Beinonis stays Beinonis. So you see Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman. If Ravina would hold Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman, so then that land would automatically become Idyas. So how would it wouldn't help us? So that's why the Ran says that some people paskin halacha l'maisa bishal oilam ein shamin, the opposite of what Tosfos says, because according to the way you go through the, if you go through the Gemara and Ravina, pashit pshat and Ravina is bishal oilam ein shamin. You look at the natural, the way the world gives the labels on the land. Because if you hold Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman, everything gets off. Because according to him, his Beinonis becomes Idyas now. So how could Ravina say that you collect from Beinonis because the Chacham made a Takana? The Chacham made a Takana to Beinonis. His Beinonis became Idyas. So that would be a raya why you're passing the other way. Then you got a problem in Ravina. It is Bishalo. That's what happens. Bishalo means whatever you have is your best. So then the problem is Ravina's teretz wouldn't work out. If both Bryces would be talking, if you hold Bishaloi Hein Shaman,
Bishalol, you could say it stays Beinonis. It
stays Beinonis. So then the Machoikis is good. Did the Chachamim make the Baal Chayiv collect from Ziburis, like the Din Torah, or did they go up a level? That's only Bishaloilam Hein Shaman. You give the solid labels according to where the world goes, and it stays that way. But if Ravina would hold Bishaloi, you'd have a problem. So that's a raya that we paskin. Ravina was the end of the Gemara. Ravina we paskin more than a... So that would be a stira. Those who argue on Taisu says you hold like Rav Nachman and Ksubis. But from here we see Ravina holds Bishal Olam Hein Shaman. But the answer, if you look in the Ran, that's why I asked you to look in the Nemukah Yosef. The Nemukah Yosef says that our Taisu, which paskin Bishal Olam Hein Shaman, that you go after his own, you'll have a different shot in Ravina. And that's this Ramah. If you look in the Ramah tonight, try to go over it again. It's time now. I wouldn't. It's complicated to say over in Shia. But I asked you to look in the Nemukah Yosef. And now you'll go back to the Nemukah Yosef. You'll appreciate what he's saying. The Nemukah Yosef has a new shot in Ravina that could fit in even if you hold Bishaloi Hein Shaman. How could you fit in? I'll just give you the clue to it so you understand it better. The way to fit in Ravina, that Ravina could also hold Bishaloi Hein Shaman, and still it's possible that the Baal Chayiv, the middle level, should be able to collect from what he, from his Beinonis, even though Bishaloi Hein Shaman. And the Kasha is L'chara, if it's Bishaloi Hein Shaman, it turns into Idyas. So the Ramah answers, Ravina is talking about that he started off with three properties. And then he sold one. He started off with three. And then he sold. You'll see how it works out that the Ramah has a whole new pshat. And according to the pshat of the Ramah in Ravina, Ravina could also hold Bishaloi Hein Shaman. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, it'll come out that we're still not shver. But those who do want to pass him, Bishaloi Hein Shaman, argue on the Ramah, and they learn Pashit Pshat and Ravina, that Ravina is talking about where he only had two lands. Not like the Gemara on the top that said three and then two. But I'm just showing you now, you go over again the Gemara, you'll see it's a very tifa Gemara. And hope, in this way, hopefully you'll understand the Ramah also.